Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Bang on the drum, baby. Hit it hard. 7:06, your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Bang it hard. Go Trump. Trump, 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 Trump. The Trump train. Woo, woo. Yeah, yeah, I'm going to continue to celebrate. Why not? Look.
Absolutely.
Like, I want unity. I want that. I know that in Trump's America, a rising economic tide lifts all ships, large and small. So I already know everybody's going to benefit.
Yep.
Even a lefty weirdo Marxist who want to destroy our country and who are fools and brainwashed. But anyway,
let's talk
about unity.
Yes.
Let's talk about me being uplifting. But hey. There at least has to be some comeuppance for the lefties who have said the really, really stupid things that they have. And we've shared that with you through the years and really accelerating the last couple of months of the election. Bette Midler deleted her ex-Twitter account after President-elect Trump trounced Kamala Harris on Election Day. Before deleting her account, she appeared to be coping poorly, suggesting drinking Drano in the event that Trump wins. Apparently on X, she posted photos of, you know, the two options she had. If Kamala wins, she got a big old bottle of champagne. If Trump wins, there's a bottle of Drano clog remover. And
wow.
Didn't I reference Drano at some point in reference to something like that? And then Greg had to come in and go, no, don't really drink it. Maybe it was a conversation I had with Congresswoman Kat Kamick. Anyway, next to it, yeah. So what happened was a lot of folks chimed in on X and said things that were, well, not very nice. And
they were probably saying, hey, you picked your two choices and this is what happened, so we're waiting.
Start drinking.
And she didn't.
Bet.
Yeah.
Or some other.
You don't have to explain it, Bob.
I don't?
They get it.
They do?
They're smart.
All right.
These are Sky listeners. Come on.
All right.
Yeah.
So anyway, in that spirit, one of the few conservatives who has kind of made his way in Hollyweird without getting brainwashed himself, Scott Baio. Remember him? Wasn't he Chachi?
Well, Happy Days.
Happy Days, yeah. And Chachi and all that.
Charles in Charge.
And this is kind of his interesting take, and here's what he said.
Robert De Niro, Rob Reiner, Whoopi Goldberg, Joy Behar, and others from The View, Rachel Maddow, Mark Ruffalo, Mark Hamill, Beyonce, Taylor Swift, Richard Marx, Alec Baldwin, Pink, Ron Howard, Julia Roberts, George Clooney, Leo DiCaprio, Oprah, Cardi B, Lizzo, Ariana Grande, Billie Eilish, Jennifer Garner, J-Lo, Andy Cohen, Cher, Bryan Cranston, Jamie Lee Curtis, Kathy Griffin, Michael Keaton, Rosie O'Donnell, John Stamos, Eva Longoria, John Legend, and his wife. Spike Lee, Sean Astin, Stephen Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, Jon Stewart, Bill Maher, Alyssa Milano, Bruce Springsteen, Barbara Streisand, Mark Cuban, and others.
That was good. And and look, that was all like in the spirit of, you know, we won, without being nasty. He just named all those people. And one of them that really sticks out is Oprah.
Oh,
Really couldn't have been more of a buddy having Trump on her show many times. In fact, Trump was on her very last show, if you're aware of that or not. And she always buddies with Trump. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then recently on a, you know, as part of the campaign for Kamala, she came out and said this very well could be the very last election we ever get to cast a vote in if Trump wins.
How ridiculous is that?
And that, you know what? And it was that kind of over-the-top ridiculousness that I think absolutely helped Donald J. Trump. Because here they are, in their own words, telling you these absurd things when you know they know better. And at some point, you know, Americans say, gosh, do you really think we're that dumb that we really don't know that you're lying through your teeth? I mean, it goes well beyond any sort of exaggeration. And remember, this is within the realm of politics, where politicians have said a lot of things and made a lot of promises through the years on both sides of the aisle. But this, we've come to a new, you know, juncture in politics where the left honestly believes they can literally say anything. And not only will there be no blowback, but they really believe that you're going to accept it as the truth. Wow. So, yeah, Oprah and a few others really stand out of saying these ridiculous things. You know, Jackie Heinrich from Fox News Channel tried to hold Corinne Jean-Pierre at least a little bit accountable. Think about all the stupid stuff that she has said as the press secretary through the years. Now, it's a tough gig. You got to be in the Biden administration and you got to be the press secretary. I don't know that I'd wish that on anyone. But she did a tough job, and she didn't do it very well, but it's a tough job to begin with. But when you're the same one up there going along with all the things that were said by Kamala Harris and Joe Biden about Donald Trump and the end of democracy as we know it, and then all of a sudden she comes out in the presser going, it's going to be the, you know, peaceful transfer of power, and Joe Biden has already invited Donald Trump to the White House, et cetera, et cetera. It's like, if you really believed he was a fascist and a Hitler, and now you would you sit down with Hitler in the White House? Would you, you know, say, hey, we're going to transfer power over to you, Hitler? You see, now in hindsight, it even makes the left look even, and which I didn't think was possible, but even makes them look worse. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. Good morning, Wayne. You're on the air.
Good morning, gentlemen. I've been watching all somebody's been gleaming the internet, InfoWars and others, and they've been gathering up all the liberals that are melting down and really fear for their lives. They think something's going to happen to them. And, you know, at first I laughed about it and stuff, and watching it, these people are petrified. And it's all because of the mainstream media. And the mainstream media needs to be held accountable for all the lies that they have told these people. They have mentally impacted these people, telling them they're going to put them in concentration camps and all kinds of bull crap. And the media needs to be held accountable. These people are petrified, man.
You know, it is interesting how afraid they are and how many of them bought into, Trump's going to be the, he is an existential threat to democracy and to our nation and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. But yet, these same people, they're not afraid that a loved one is going to get murdered, raped, run over by a drunken illegal immigrant. There is no fear there. You're not afraid that you or someone you know, or, you know, that may be experimenting with some drugs, which is wrong, but they're going to unknowingly take something with a bunch of fentanyl in it and die. And the odds of that happening, I mean, it was the number one cause of death is for Americans aged 18 to 49 is fentanyl poisoning. I don't even say overdose because it is, you know, doesn't meet the definition as we know it.
Or that he didn't do any of these things the last time they said he was going to do them for a whole 4 years.
So people that are easily, it's easy to make them afraid by telling them these things. We're not afraid of all the other things. You know why? Because they didn't know about them, because their media outlets that they went to didn't want to ever talk about the border. They didn't talk about fentanyl because that led back to the border. They didn't talk about human trafficking because, again, that led back to the border issue. All right. Coming up next, what's bugging you? Could have totally to do with the election, could have nothing to do with it. It's whatever's irritating you, and you want to air it out and, you know, get rid of that baggage before we hit the weekend. You got it. 877-975-9825. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control is next on 97.3 The Sky.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Time to air it out.
My head is about to explode.
It creates mass hysteria right and left.
What's bugging you?
We got to stand up and we're going to take our country back.
Call now, 877-W-SKY-TALK.
Sky listeners are ticked off.
It just makes me crazy.
Right here where the sun don't shine.
News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning and welcome at 720. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's time for What's Bugging You, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. Call now, 877-975-9825. Call back if you don't get through the first time, and hopefully we'll get you in there. Good morning, knucklehead. What's bugging you?
Who says you can't fix stupid? They cut the tree limb off behind themselves three times. Twice with Obama and once with Biden. The only saving grace on the fourth one was the Sol was out of gas and they couldn't afford to fill the tanker or buy a ladder to climb the tree. God bless the patriots for saving our country from the fools that were hell-bent on its destruction. Freedom forever. See ya.
Good to hear from you, knucklehead. And it's a good thing Kamala didn't win, because it would have been Vice President Knucklehead, and he doesn't deserve that name.
No,
he
doesn't.
Your name, brother.
Mm-mm.
All right, let's go to Steve. What's bugging you?
How many immigrants do people who virtue signal their love for immigration want in America? 200 million in Florida, 5 billion in America. America is not a portal for everyone in the rest of the world to enter. Stay home in your own country and turn it into an America. We owe the rest of the world nothing. America is just one continent of many. Thank you.
Oh, we don't owe anybody anything. I absolutely agree with that. But I do think that immigration can make us a better, stronger country if we're choosy about who we allow to immigrate. Certainly, it's not what we needed many years ago to sustain a nation, but we still have very low birth rates, by the way, just in case you didn't know that, Steve.
Yeah, I say no to the Venezuelan gang members. That's my vote.
Yeah, rapists, murderers, gang members, and those. Yeah, we don't know. We don't care for those folks. Let's go to G-Money. What's bugging you?
First off, I want to say God bless America. God bless everybody. Have a safe weekend. But the thing is, Kamala goes and says, I'm a prosecutor. I believe in the law. But why are you breaking the law by letting every immigrant come across the border of a sovereign nation? God bless America. We did it. Got it done. God bless.
Yeah. Well, they couldn't explain it. They couldn't defend it. They ran from the question. And at the same time, they were sending millions across the border. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is it's probably a thing for the better, but we're probably going to lose Ron DeSantis as governor of Florida to a much greater and more impactful role within the Trump administration. But on the bright side, we can Jeanette will bring up the rear and lead Florida as Ron DeSantis would. So. All right. Thanks, guys.
Yeah. Look, there's going to be some issues with that. They were talking about Stefanik having a spot, but no, the margins are too tight in the House right now. She's from New York, of course, and Marco Rubio's name has come up. Probably could replace him in the Senate a little maybe easier because we're such a red state now, but a lot of this stuff remains to be seen. Good point. Peasant with a pitchfork, what's bugging you?
Yeah, good morning, Bob. What's bugging me is I see all these leftists coming out now and saying that we're a racist nation now because we didn't vote for Kamala. It couldn't be that she was just a bad, terrible candidate. But, you know, we've been calling since Trump came down the escalator in 2015 saying that and warning them that everything they did and lied about to Trump backfired on them.
Yep, absolutely did. And when you have a majority of Hispanics supporting him and you have 25% of black males supporting him, yeah, there's no racism and we know better. And that's another one of their lies, as you said. Terry, what's bugging you?
What's bugging me? What I had to do to Donald Trump before he was elected. Can you imagine what they're going to try to do with this assassination thing after he's been elected? That's what's bugging me.
Yeah. Pray for the good Lord's protection and pray that there are the right people surrounding him and Intel working hard to thwart things. Because, yeah, it's real. Iran, one of those that's definitely targeted him. Intel on Venezuela as well, sending whatever you want to call them, hit people. Aaron, what's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob. I don't know if you saw Sleepy Joe's speech the other day, but I thought it was probably his best performance. He didn't mumble whatsoever, except for one part of it. He tried taking credit for what's to come, meaning he mentioned that about his policies that they put in place over the last 4 years are going to start taking effect shortly. So that's really kind of crazy to think that.
Yeah, during the lame duck, he's going to try to protect his legacies however he can. But, yeah, there seemed to be a little bounce in his step. It was all about him and his ego. And he said, see, I was the better candidate. He's still in his mind. That's the most important thing right now and probably will be. Ocala Bill, what's bugging you?
I got two things. My washing machine took a poop on me yesterday, so I got to go buy a new one today, and this guy in the blue truck that's following me that won't get off my tailgate, that's what's bugging me.
Oof. It might be somebody bringing stuff to your house, right? You say blue truck, I think Amazon. That's just me.
Oh.
Yes, no, maybe.
Well, they're gray, but yeah, sure.
They are gray?
Yeah.
I beg to differ. There's many blue ones.
Really?
We have a bet.
Okay.
Tony, what's bugging you?
Oh, what's bugging me? So Trump lays out his plan to end the Ukraine war, and there's lots of video I've been watching of Ukrainian soldiers burning effigies of Trump and shooting effigies of MAGA supporters, saying that we've shot him in the back, that we've deserted him, all kind of cuss words, and Zelensky's running his mouth about how his plan is misinformed. I wish President Trump would go ahead and tell the people of Ukraine that they need to vote because Zelensky's not even a president. He's been a dictator there for 2 years and end that nonsense. And these people have finally revealed themselves. They don't care nothing about peace. All they want to do is just kill each other and bring war all throughout Europe. And when a man finally tries to bring peace, this is their response. You know them by their fruits, Bob, and their fruits are rotten in Ukraine.
Well, we got an incoming president who literally wrote the book on the art of the deal. So we'll see if something can't get done that's positive and ends that war and others. Jeff, what's bugging you?
The Hollywood media industrial complex, they all sit in rooms and devise ways to influence people that are on drugs. There's casual smokers and there's habitual smokers, and I know a bunch of both. And all the habitual smokers can't watch conservative news because it takes them out of real reality.
It takes them out of their safe space. Spencer, what's bugging you?
Well, I just hate the fact that Marco Rubio and Rick Scott and all them others are still in office. And I remember how they treated Trump during his first administration, and I don't trust them.
All right. We got to move on. It is 7:28. Happy Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Showing political class or just kissing arse? The story is next on 97.3 The Sky.
Here's what's trending now on The Sky.
This is a magnificent victory for the American people that will allow us to make America great again.
The news that's trending.
Yeah, look what happened. Is this crazy?
The news that's now.
I will fight for you, for your family. I will not rest until we have delivered the strong, safe, and prosperous America that our children deserve.
The local coverage you need. The election coverage you want. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Good morning. Happy Friday. It is 7:33. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Monday's the 11th day of the 11th month. It is Veterans Day. Official unveiling of a brand new family monument will take place at Ocala Marion County Veterans Memorial Park, and that'll actually happen on Sunday, the day before Veterans Day. Sunday, November 10th at 5 p.m. And thanks to a generous donation of $141,000 from Cone Distributing, making it possible, the event free, open to the public. Following that, free music concert with the Kingdom of the Sun concert band, and then a fireworks display light up the stars. Public absolutely invited and encouraged to attend and bring some lawn chairs and enjoy. Hey, it's Bob Rose. Greg Cassidy's here. Thanks for being with us. We will be here on Veterans Day, maybe yep. Part of which we will use to remind folks of how important that is. But I want to remind you also, we still got some action in the Gulf, thanks to Radiant Credit Union. Severe weather information coming to you right now. Hurricane Rafael, and I've got the 4 a.m. numbers here. Maximum sustained winds 120 miles an hour. That makes it a major hurricane. Its movement is west at 9 miles an hour, and that would take it mostly away from the continental U.S. with the exception of maybe the southern part of Texas. Here's the problem, though. The maps are all over the place. Hopefully what could occur will occur, and that is this thing could basically kind of sit and spin, if you will. Just kind of do, it's like, you know, that bad Netflix connection you have and you get that circle before you get the dun-dun. It's going to be that infinity circle, hopefully.
Yeah.
And it will just spin into a storm and dissipate. And many of the prognosticators believe that is what will happen. We'll continue to follow it just in case, because like I said, this is a major hurricane. Right now it's on a path moving west at 9 miles an hour. All righty. Is it political class or is it kissing you know what? And we're talking about one of our favorite governors.
Yeah.
Democrat governor. Tie me up, Governor Gretchen. Gretchen Whitmer. She has not been a fan of Trump.
Not so much, no.
No.
She's pretty outspoken, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She was on that silly commercial, whatever you want to call it, with then-candidate Kamala. You know, just a couple of gals grabbing a little brewski, you know, at the local beer hoss. and making a reference to, hey, we better not, we better be careful about what we say. I've almost forgot there's microphones around here. Two completely fake, stiff individuals, man. And
yeah, almost
that's
forgot.
How they came
yeah.
off.
With cameras and mic booms.
So
and,
fake pretend.
And they just sit at a bar like that all the time. That's a very natural setting for them with crowds of people around.
Yeah, and they drink beer. They don't, they're, I guarantee right. you they're not. Neither one of them are beer drinkers. Anyway, Democrat Michigan Governor Whitmer has wished President-elect Donald Trump the best of luck in his next term and called on him to unite people. Again, let's insert, you know, the names that these same people were calling Trump. Okay? Can you imagine this headline? The Michigan governor has wished President-elect Adolf Hitler the best of luck in his next term and called on him to unite people. Exterminate some, but unite the rest. Doesn't that sound beyond despicable, disgusting, grotesque? Yeah, absolutely it does. Do you know why? Because it is. And them trying to label him as such, I don't know. Mm. It is absolutely, unequivocally, a new political low.
Yeah.
Think about that. And I guess the good news here is, I guess we could say that is complete and utter desperation on the part of the left. It is the left also that I think has been able to get away with fabrications and lies for so long, and the lefty media has run cover for them, that it's just another day in the park for them. It's like they don't even know they're lying. It's just blah, 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 blah.
And we hear it and just shake our head like, you said that out loud?
And they, you know, have we heard anybody issue an apology? An apology. And if I missed it, please help me, you know, point me in the right direction where I want to hear somebody who used that kind of language, fascist, racist, Hitler-like, Nazi, authoritarian, dictator, all those. I want someone to say, and maybe it is too soon for an apology. Maybe many of them still believe that he is that. Of course, he's not. But so what period of time before that they would issue an apology to say, you know, I thought you were going to end democracy, but I was wrong. And I really apologize for calling you the most wicked of political names that we can think of. I mean, is there a character in history that people can recall?
Not in our lifetime.
Their name? Well, go beyond. I and mean, then, yeah. Because Hitler was in our lifetime.
Right.
I'm not that old. But but really, yeah, right. a dastardly right. figure who did such dastardly. I mean, we're talking about literally millions of people.
Yeah. And
murdered.
And so New York Jews decided to vote for that guy,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, so if we're going to look for the silver lining, it is even using that kind of language, and they've gotten away with it for a long time, it didn't work this time.
Let me ask you.
It didn't work this time. That's the good news. When you got 40% of New York Jewish population voting for President Trump, clearly, even though the lefty media was screaming at them, stay on the plantation, blacks, Hispanics, Jewish people did not listen to that. In fact, must have had some grasp of the facts.
Well, you know who they also should be apologizing to? And when will these people come around? The ones that follow them. The ones who right now are concerned. What was the redhead, the old Biden spokesperson? We always make...
Oh, yeah, Jen Psaki.
Oh, yeah, she doesn't know what to tell her daughter now that Trump won. I'm like, when are all these people who are freaking out because they believed Hitler was coming to town, and they believe that the comedians are going to get killed and rounded up, and the late-night talk show hosts are going to be deported or shot. They owe them an apology for scaring them half to death because they believed it. Are they going to apologize to them, too? I don't think so.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, I wonder what the percentage is of those who said those kinds of things that actually really believed it. I mean, is there? What, do you think there's a large percentage? Or was it, look, this is the memo we're sending out from the DNC. Yeah. This is kind of the official, unofficial line. You call him a fascist, call him a Nazi, call him a Hitler. These things we think will be effective in, you know, turning people off to him and hopefully supporting Kamala. I mean, you know, that kind of thing went out. But then again, it was still up to someone's own discretion. It's like, yeah, I want my gold star. You know, I want my smiley face from the Democrat Party because, you know, that's all I want to do is, you know, hold office and live off taxpayer money my entire life. But they still, it was up to them to say that or not. And those who went over the top and made those kinds of statements and allegations about somebody, I mean, think about it this way. Think about Eric Trump. Think about Don Jr. Think about Ivanka and say, what if you knew who your father was?
Right.
And you knew he wasn't perfect, but in your soul of souls, your heart of hearts, you knew your dad was not an evil man.
Right.
Fell short many times, like a lot of us do, but not an evil man. And you hear people calling him Hitler. And some of them are people that you may have known, may have went to get-togethers, parties, fundraisers with, etc. That is just, think about that. And the left, I mean, they didn't even hesitate and never really applied the brakes. In fact, they were still ratcheting up at the time of the election with that kind of language. And remember, when Joe Biden took office, didn't he give a speech about, you know, uniting people?
Oh, yeah. He was going to bring everybody together.
Yeah.
We're still waiting on that part.
And Kamala was going to bring joy.
They're still waiting on that,
and
too.
And Trump was going to be the hater, the divider. He was going to be a dictator. He was going to destroy democracy. Mm-hmm. Isn't it interesting how finally the truth is being revealed for everyone to see, but not all the blind will see, not all the deaf will hear, because they refuse to.
I wonder how long, though, it will take, again, and we've been through this before, all those people I'm talking about that believed the Democrat lies, at what point will they see, nobody did get rounded up? That, I mean, as far as Hollywood stars, late night TV folks, nobody did get assassinated. They tried it against him, but at what point will they quit believing that garbage?
And they already have quit, or at least enough of them, so that Trump was able to overwhelmingly win this election.
That's true.
He won both the Electoral College and the popular vote, and that is huge.
Yep.
And there weren't very many counties. I know at one point when they were looking at counties where there was a 3% increase in vote for Kamala over what Biden did.
Yeah.
They put up the tote board, and there wasn't a single county.
Really?
Yep. So maybe people are, you know, the blinders are being lifted.
Yeah.
What will the mainstream media do? Jeff Bezos, I think he's beginning to see a little bit of the light, but now it comes time for action. What about MSNBC? What about CNN? What about the New York Times and others?
Can we get rid of Rachel Maddow? Can we get rid of The View and all the stuff they spew?
I mean, when you become nothing more than a propaganda machine who is just spewing lies, what good purpose do you serve? None whatsoever.
No.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. We've got a lot more to talk about, including, silly things that Joy Reid said, and we've got positive stuff, too, on the way. Stick around. Happy Friday, 97.3 The Sky. 7:50 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. 10 minutes till 8 o'clock. Thanks for supporting what we do. We really appreciate it. Yeah, it is a weekend. It's a special weekend because Monday is Veterans Day, and that's where we tip the hat. We thank veterans, all veterans, for all of their sacrifices and make sure that you remind them that they are definitely appreciated. And I think a lot of veterans I'm pretty happy with Tuesday's outcome, mm-hmm. and I think that if we look forward to the future, I think that is going to bode well for folks considering military service.
Oh, yeah.
There was definitely, the numbers have been way, way down under the Biden-Harris administration, and that is going to turn around. I can pretty much guarantee you that that is going to occur. Joy Reid, more stupid stuff. Latino yeah. men who voted for President-elect Donald Trump in Tuesday's election will own whatever happens to any of their undocumented relatives living in the U.S. Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Isn't that by its very nature racist? In other words, yeah. you know, you're like cockroaches. You all breed. You all must be related. Yeah.
All of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of you have undocumented family members.
Oh, you're from Mexico? Hey.
Yeah.
Do you know, Juan Valdez? Do you know? Mexico City itself is, there's over 10 million people that live there. I don't know if we all know everybody, and no, we're not all related. I mean, that in itself is such a high level of ignorance.
Yeah.
Joy Reid says, while 91% of black women voted for Kamala Harris, 53% of white women overall voted for Trump, despite the open disrespect and demonizations hurled by J.D. Vance and the Supreme Court stripping women's bodily autonomy, courtesy of Donald Trump. Okay, first of all, I think it's acknowledged by, most scholars, unless they have an agenda, that that never should have been part of the Constitution. The whole abortion issue, Roe v. Wade. It should have continued to be a state issue handled on the state level. And that's all the Supreme Court did was kick it back down to the states. This never should have been here to be dealt with. Look, remember what it says in the Constitution. Here's the powers of the federal government. If we didn't write it down, that means the state takes care of it.
Yep.
Yeah,
simple, isn't it?
Yeah, there's interpretation that could be read into a lot of the Constitution, but that's one that's very, very clear.
Yeah,
but not everybody.
But see, very, very clear for people who actually read it, believe it, and live by it.
Yeah, you voted for Trump, even though his open disrespect. You know, there's some people that might say there was an open disrespect for the American citizens when the Biden Harris folks open the border wide open. That's a disrespect for all American citizens, but it certainly was disrespect for women who were raped and brutally murdered at the hands of illegal immigrants. And any citizen who lost a family member to a, multiple time offender and say a DUI, and usually they're multiple times they've been already kicked out of the country and they found a way to get back in much, much easier under the Biden administration. It's interesting the way that they prioritize. You want people to be fearful, but yet the things that we actually should be fearful of, how it affects, national security, how it affects crime rates in your neighborhood and beyond. What did we discover through this process? Every or any city literally could be a border town because that's exactly what occurred. Yeah, will somebody like a Joy Reid ever kind of get it? Of course not.
No.
You've got Rosie O'Donnell speaking out. You'd think that these people would realize, hey, I guess a lot of people think what I said was kind of stupid because nobody followed my advice.
Mm-hmm.
And
so I'll spout some more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So let me pile. You think I'm a dummy? Let me remove any doubts you have. I really am a dummy. Goodness. Rosie O'Donnell wants the racist Electoral College abolished. But Trump won the Electoral College and won the popular vote.
Well, this is kind of the same mentality they do with gun control. They want to add more laws because they don't think the laws are enough. Well, or that whatever laws we have would not have prevented something from happening. So getting rid of the Electoral College would not have prevented Donald J. Trump from becoming the next president. But again, those facts get in the way.
Let's take a peek inside a school of higher learning, University of Oregon, assistant director for fraternity and sorority life at the university. placed on leave. I wonder why that is.
It's a vacation?
Yeah. No. Basically telling Trump voters to kill themselves by jumping off a blanking bridge. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm done crying. My sadness is over. My anger has set in.
Ooh.
I am a very petty person. Well, no,
well,
there's
okay.
some...
A little brilliance of truth there. Yeah.
And I'm very proud of that. Love it about myself, actually.
Oh,
this was
my.
From Leonard Serrato. He said, in a video posted to social media.
Wow. This is a person
who works in the university system.
Yeah.
Who puts something on video,
mm-hmm.
Basically saying, Trump supporters, I hope you kill yourselves. And then scratches his head and wonders why he's being thrown out. I mean,
wow.
They're just putting him on leave for now. Oh, and it gets worse. Things that he wants you to do.
Yeah.
Not just kill yourself, but do other things to yourself that are not nice.
Oh, great.
If you're so sad about your groceries being expensive, get a better blanking job. Do better in life. Get a blanking education. Maybe a lot of them do have education. Maybe they have degrees in philosophy. Yeah. Because they went to your school.
Uh-huh.
And now they're having difficulty finding gainful and meaningful employment as a result. But, no.
Yeah.
Don't take any responsibility for that. And, if you're going to use that kind of nastiness and rhetoric, get a better job. If you don't like what the American people have said and how they voted... get on a blanking plane and get the blank out of here, you blanking idiot.
There probably won't be any room because all those Hollywood folks are leaving the country.
Yeah, because those are people who are people of their word.
Yeah,
clearly.
Sit next to Cher on that flight.
Clearly, yes. Speaking French-Canadian, Francois. All right. There's much more to come on 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.